on the next episode of Buried.
We went to look, driving around and passing out flyers for Sarah in the Quinlan area, because I just had this feeling. The clerk was really nice, and she's like, sure, put it right over there. And this customer in the store says, I don't know why you're bothering. I heard she doesn't want to be found anyway. She's 15 and she's my daughter, and I'm supposed to keep her safe. It's my job, you know? Restaurant, every convenience store, everywhere that we could, and put up flyers, and 2 days later, those flyers would be down. Yes, 2 days later, those flyers would be down.
If you're trying to hide something, or if you're guilty of something, the first thing you're going to do is lawyer up.
So they said they couldn't talk to him anymore. They couldn't talk to him at all because he lawyered up, so.
They went to question specifically on that.
The rumor.
Yeah.
And he's told different stories at different times. And call him, I just go see him in person.
Mm-hmm.
Face to face, yeah. And his dad has run me off.
Yeah.
Told me to quit harassing him. He didn't have anything to do with Sarah's disappearance, etc. And he had left a note in the mailbox and said, if you want answers to your questions, you need to contact this person here. Or Lee. And other guys would get together and drug girls. And several boys would have their way with the girls. I wonder if you went through there and you got rid of all the trees that were there, and you took a metal detector and cadaver dogs out there, what would you find? And if you emptied Lake Tawakoni, I mean, if you want something, you go to Quinlan. You go to Hot Cove or Waco Bay or any of those areas. And Carrie had gotten tied up in that, and Sarah was starting to get tied up in that kind of stuff. And she knew the people in the car in front of her, and they turned around and looked at her, and the car sped off in a different direction, even though they were in a designated turn lane. Would you think that was probably really her? But it happened on Christmas Day in 2001. But the thing is, if these people said they saw Sarah, and they saw her in that car, why wouldn't we want them to look for Carrie at the same time?
Of course.
Yeah. Of course, you know?
Where did you want to look for Sarah, though?
In the woods and Tawakoni State Park.
Why is that?
Because that's so close to Waco Bay. It's right next door to it. A few years ago, you could see a rectangular lump in the ground towards the back of the property. And I'm like, I could put a body in that. You know, and so I wanted her home before dark, and sometimes she'd come in right after dark, and the last about 2 weeks before she ran away, she and I really had it out over that. And she ran into a room, and until I get Alzheimer's, I'll never forget. She ran into a room and started jamming her backpack with clothes, and she is leaving. I'm like, no, you're not. She said, you wait. She said, I will leave. And the hair on the back of my neck stood up because I knew she meant it.